things to do, but I mean, for the first game, it felt good, and just trying to build off it and get better.
So, do you, I don't know, how much time do you feel you need from summer mode, training mode, one practice in Winnipeg, here we go, we're playing a game. Is that enough time for you to feel good?
I mean, as hockey players nowadays, there's not really much of an off season now.
Okay.
During the summer, you still go, and I think that, I think you get sick of practicing and just want to get playing as soon as that first game comes around.
A lot of the players talk the hardest things, catching the pace, getting your hands and everything. For a goaltender, what's the biggest thing when you get in a game situation that you need to get back quickly?
I think just getting used to the speed again. Like, same thing as the players. I mean, the pace is just the big thing. I mean, summer skates are fun and stuff, but there's not that amount of pace. It's just guys more floating around, and to get out here and feel the pace and get your feet underneath you is what you want to do.
You might have doubled it already, but what'd you see on the penalty shot?
I don't really know what I saw. I just saw him coming down the center, and he kind of did the slow-up move. A lot of guys are doing that nowadays, and they're trying to slow up and get the goalie to keep backing in. But I saw that, so I just hold my ground as best as I could, and he kind of shot it into me, and I didn't really have to move a whole lot.
Is that a good way to get in the game early? I think it was only a couple minutes after you came in for Connor.
I mean, it's not the most favorable situation, but, I mean, why not get the hardest thing done right away and then move on from that?
What's your biggest takeaway from the game today for yourself?
I think just little things we're going to work on. I mean, going through back to the video, little puck handling cues, little things like that, and just really try and build off that and get better for the next game.